Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of the Blue Collar BS podcast. I am your co-host, Brad, along with the bright and colorful and outstanding award-winning co-host, Mr.
Doyle.
Mr. Doyle. He is trying to go for that last name moniker. He only puts Doyle in there. He's trying to be that hip, cool guy, trying to get that, you know, Gen Z millennial verbiage going there, single word names, you know.
You know, that's been going on for almost 40 years.
Who, what, where?
So, going by my last name.
You know, somewhere for you?
For me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been one of those things, right? You, when you have a very common first name in Steve, and there's several Steves in a room, I don't turn around when somebody says Steve, but I'll turn around when you say Doyle. So, it just so happens that...
Steve. Doyle. Steve.
Wow. Okay. I mean, yeah, you could do that. Like, I mean, that, okay.
So, yes. All right. You had the brainstorm for this episode. Again, thank you for coming into the show as prepared as you were.
You know, there's a series here. You know, if these start airing and people start listening to these, you're going to start seeing a series that Steve is coming prepared to the show over and over and over again.
Hang on. Let me do some math here. Let me just do some math. Hang on. 214 episodes divided. Let's go with five divided by 214.
Wow.
Wow. That's 2.3% rate.
Well, take half out for guess. And that number just goes
I was
right
trying
up.
To be kind here, Steve. Uh-huh. Doyle. Yeah, sorry, okay. Steve. Didn't mean to call you by your full name.
All right. So anyways, the precipice for this show here, or the idea for it, as a homeowner, sometimes you might have an event that you decide to host at your house. Okay?
Like a 4th of July party, a graduation party, an anniversary, a milestone birthday.
Yeah, you know, or just, you know, just cuz. And then you start looking around and going, you know what? I really need some extra help because I'm not going to get stuff done during this time frame.
Because you decided to go to the bar, because you decided not to do the work, because you decided to sleep. What was the reason you decided not to do the work? Hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, we're going to have to go hypothetical on this one because I was nixed on the whole idea of not having something at the house. So there it is. There in line.
We've already determined there's a deadline.
So, no, it's because we had some things happen during the building phase, the builder Bob phase I was in, where that fully consumed. And the landscaping phase, you know, landscaper Larry just couldn't fit it in the schedule because builder Bob had to show up. So, you know, so at that point, we had to make it, you know, a determination was made that because builder Bob was on a timeline, landscape Larry had to, you know, had to have a team.
Okay. So, just cost more.
Well, I mean, it could, you know, but it was, you know, let's say the event, hypothetically, let's say your event's, you know, 1 month away and you're like, oh, we've got to do some landscaping around the house. Oh.
Side note, this correlates heavily into the manufacturing world all the time as well.
100%. So
just so you are aware, and we'll get to some of those stories because I got some really good stories from back in my procurement
days
of supply chain.
I can tell you stories on stories.
There's some shit that's like, wow, you did what?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyhow, back to Landscape Larry and Builder Bob. Does Builder Bob wear a red, white, and blue fish shirt?
Builder Bob has a red, white, and blue fish shirt. Yes, Builder Bob does. So does Landscape Larry. Like brothers. It's really weird. Anyways, so we had to contact, actually, AKA, my wife contacted several landscapers to find out who could do things on the timeline that she had, which is done 3 days prior to the event.
Okay. And why three days prior?
Do you want somebody showing up at your house the day of to complete it?
What's wrong with the day before?
Well, you see, there's other things because now we have a circus tent going in.
Okay, so now you're 2 days before. Now you're 2 days before the event. Okay, yeah, got it. Yeah.
Okay, so there's things that come up, right? And, you know, let's say weather is at play and you just understand that some people are going to move on their timeline, not yours. So there's a buffer of a couple days. So at least, you know, we're trying to think through, okay, if it doesn't get done by this time, what could we do to make it happen? So ironically, so she calls several companies. Hypothetically, we're doing this hypothetically, right?
Yeah, 1,000%. Hypothetically, your wife called several landscaping companies in the area to come and do a scope of work that would typically take how long, in your estimation, as a man of knowledge?
Well, let's just walk through this and we'll decide. But hypothetically, it would realistically take a week of nonstop, like doing stuff nonstop, you know, for eight hours.
So you have a major scope. It's not just let's put some mulch down and edge some bush and trim some bushes and do some trimming and call it a day.
I mean, kind of it is. So let's just walk through the scope, because the scope, you know, kind of when the landscaper came, you know, was developed. So anyways, before we get to the scope, how many landscape companies do you think
returned the call?
Yeah. How many do you think returned the call out of how many were called?
If she called and said, hey, I got this project, it includes X, Y, and Z, and I need to have it done by in 12 days, I'm going to guess she probably got a 15% callback rate at best.
Well, at best is the key phrase there. I don't know what the phrase was she used, but of the 10 different landscape companies, one called her back. One. And so an appointment was set. How long do you think an appointment to kind of cover and get a scope of work would take for a landscape job? Before we get into
If you're telling me it's a week-long job, I would say it's an hour and a half.
Okay, perfect. So the person was here for 3 hours going over things, taking photos, coming back and asking questions.
The supplier at the landscaper of choice.
Sure. Yep.
Landscaper Leroy, who called back.
Yep.
Had the wherewithal to document and make sure that he was as close to the scope as possible. So he's doing a very thorough job of not having to worry about anything missing, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you congratulated him in your kindness of ways while he's being berated by the potential, you know, other person carrying on this conversation.
Well, I wasn't overly privy to the conversation because I don't know where I was.
Well, overall, Builder Bob Builder Bob was on a break.
I know where Builder Bob was. I remember where I was. Builder Bob was fully activated in putting the house, putting windows back in, siding back on at the time. So yeah, I do remember right. where I was at that.
So landscaper Leroy is doing his job to make sure yep. he's got full scope because he knows the pressure is on.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So this happens, oh, I would say about 45 days prior to the event. Okay. Comes out.
3 weeks to get a quote.
No, quote was given that night. Like,
oh, nice.
Yeah, quote was given that night. But the scope.
So I got, so I'm 45 days out. I got a quote the same night and we're up against the gun. I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
Yep. I'm very confused. You just had to say yes.
Oh, yes was said. Absolutely, yes was said because no other options existed. So,
okay.
Yes was said.
Okay. Yes was said. There was a known end date.
Yep.
And we're 40 days out from the deadline.
Yep. As a cash job.
So we're 40 days out from the deadline, cash job.
And labeled fill-in. You are now fill-in because of all the work that's already been scheduled. So from a schedule perspective, I can't tell you exactly when you're going to start. I can't tell you how many, you know, when we're going to start. I can't tell you that we're going to be there all day. But we know we have end dates. So end dates were included in the contract. So by certain times.
So were those certain times met?
So far, I mean, we are recording the show. It's still going on. So, and the event hasn't happened yet. So we are coming up to, we're a week away from the end date.
So you're four days away from completion of Landscape Leroy being done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so far.
And Landscape Leroy is still committed to being done in 4 days.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And from your estimation, does it look like he's going to get done in 4 days?
It is highly probable Landscape Leroy can get done. Just
cool. And how many times has Landscape Leroy come back for more cash?
Really interesting question there.
Because the scope changed along the way.
No, scope never changed at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So full scope of work. There are flower beds in the front that needed weeding and mulch. And so they need weeding, fabric down, and mulch in the front. And it's full length of the house. And about... Okay. 8 foot from the house. Okay. So that would be around one length of the house and one side of the house.
Okay.
Okay. Then you get to, that includes mulch, like dark mulch. Then there is other components on another side of the house where it gets landscape rock.
Fair. Okay. So let's get back to the how many times did you come back to ask for more cash? We don't need to get into all the scope and details.
Correct. So far.
But let's get back into the hey, he's on schedule, he's doing his thing, he did a good job up front.
Mm-hmm.
Sending the fill-in guys accordingly to at least commit to his contractual mm-hmm. obligations.
Yep.
Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So what did he come back? What did Landscape Leroy happen to want to come back in?
Well, Landscape Leroy came back and said, hey, we were power washing one of your two patios and we didn't realize how dirty it was. And we had to go back and use a cleaner to wash it off. So we had to double our time in cleaning from power washing.
Sounds like a missed opportunity on Landscape Leroy's time on the front end from a bidding perspective.
Oh, agreed. Because, you know, the patio was documented in the photos that were taken multiple times.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, did he get his cash? Did he walk off the job? He's still there, so I'm assuming it's all good.
Landscape Larry is still there. So, you know, you can read into whatever that is.
All right. Hopefully, right? Whoever's running this job as the GC doesn't pay in full before everything is done, completed, and out the door.
That would be really great thing to make sure of ahead of time.
Builder Bob should have a conversation with the GC and say, hey,
remember, Builder Bob is building some other thing.
Hey, Builder Bob should have a conversation with the GC to say, hey, landscape Larry over there, make sure he's done before you give him the cash, all of it.
So all of those things kind of, you know, they were discussed, but Builder Bob is building things.
Okay, cool. All right, well, landscape Leroy sounds like it's under control, which is good, but you're probably paying way too much for that same scope of work than if you had 120 days or longer to do so.
You could have, hypothetically, done that. I mean, all of that is true. Mm-hmm. And in reality, you're right, that landscape Larry sees the opportunity.
So let me ask you this, Doyle.
I did. I saw that.
See, it says right there.
I did see that, Doyle.
So how has the general contractor's emotions been with the pace of landscape Leroy and all the things that are going on with this project? Is the GC getting into all of landscape Leroy's shit about you're doing it wrong and this and that? Or is it going with the flow and things are good and he's executing what was agreed upon?
Right now, the GC, they're going with the flow, right? Because it is a...
Is Builder Bob getting backlash on the other end of the conversation because the GC's venting?
Builder Bob is still building.
Bob gets to hear from the GC regardless of all of it.
Yeah, I know. It's quite interesting. Yeah, Builder Bob can't render any opinion other than just nod and acknowledge.
So is the GC complaining about landscape Leroy or not?
Not really.
Okay, good.
More so in the sense of, I get it's a fill-in job. I get dates, you know, dates are approaching and then they show up. But it's like they call and then they're there in like 30 minutes and then they're there for like 4 hours and then there's nothing for a couple of days. Builder Bob just acknowledges that and goes, well, that's ultimately what you signed for. Like, is there a problem?
You signed for a completion date. You signed for a scope and an end. Mm-hmm. Whether they do it in 2 hour increments or they come in the last day and just put 40 guys on, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know,
which is why I asked if they were executing their contractual dates, because if they are.
They're correct. There's nothing there in this scenario.
That's awesome. Nothing.
Yeah. It's really, honestly, I was surprised, honestly, thoroughly surprised at how, I would say, somewhat seamless it has been and them showing up, but also weather has been cooperating for landscape Leroy, where can get things done. Now, they might come to the house at 4 and they're here till 8.
Okay. Still light out. It's fine. Absolutely. It's light till 10 o'clock over in Michigan.
It is. Right. So there are, you know, things are getting done. I am just surprised at how much is done. Everything is done via text message. Everything.
Really?
Everything.
And are they using a systematic text message, or are they using landscape Leroy's and you know, helper Henry and all of those phones to do all those things?
Right. They are legit just using text on their phone. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that would be a great opportunity for them to get into a system.
It is a great opportunity.
We got some folks in our network that could do something for them for sure.
I know. And this was the thing. Landscape Leroy is just very proud of the fact of how they're running it right now. And wasn't, you know, it's like, okay, I get it. If you're ever frustrated and, you know, would like to systematize, I might know somebody. You know, we might be able to help you out. Help me help you.
Wow. All on text. That's impressive. But the GC is getting what they want, so that's good.
Yeah, and even bidding was the, like, just the quote process was, I just sheerly, I couldn't even say nothing as I was listening, like, how the quoting was going on, and I'm like, you are just literally writing a bunch of numbers down on paper. And then, voila, here's your number. And you have two different, you actually have two different quotes for basically one scope, but because one goes to one person and one goes to another, you wrote two different scopes.
So Landscape Larry has some risks. I'm sorry, Landscape Leroy. Larry is no longer in the equation.
Landscape Larry never got the opportunity. Landscape Larry sitting in the chair, just going, all right.
Right after he turns from Builder Bob.
Correct.
Well, good. Correct. I'm glad the project's going
well.
But
then Pyro Pete came over.
Pardon me? Came over?
What'd you say? Pyro Pete. Pyro Pete came over and decided to crash the party.
You're getting fireworks?
Well, not really the works, but a lot of fire.
You have way too many trees, hypothetically, for fireworks.
Well, maybe I'll take a photo 40 foot up and I'll show you how far some flames reached. Because the tree's looking a little thirsty up there. Because Builder Bob got to light a fire. So
Builder Bob burnt all his deck boards.
Builder Bob made a pile for Pyro Pete.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. So let's get, all right. This is a great, thank you for sharing your construction dilemma. But let's get back to how the fuck is that gonna help somebody else?
Well, one.
What are the lessons here?
So a couple things. For
because this is not an uncommon situation for a home service organization, a manufacturing organization, right, where we've got to get shit out the door, we got a deadline, we gotta do it, and all excuses, and you know, miracles happen every day, but they just cost more type mentality, right? We gotta work the overtime, we gotta find the thing, we gotta air freight stuff, we've gotta, you know, buy the expensive plants because I need six plants, but they only got five of the cheap ones, but I need them all to be the same. So I got to get six of the more expensive ones. it's the last bag of really good grass seed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now you're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of things from a, let's just call it proper planning perspective up front, 100% could have been done a little differently, but there's things that always pop up.
Because how long did you know that your daughter was going to graduate?
Exactly. I mean,
hypothetically.
How long did I know? I mean,
hypothetically, 4 years ago?
Hypothetically, I'm probably more than that. But, you know, the unexpected.
I really hope the GC is not listening to the show.
I mean, if the GC does, I would be blown away. The GC does listen.
If the GC decides to listen to this show, do I need to find a new Doyle?
you might need to call Distillery Dan to break some bottles on a coffin. But other than that, One, from a planning perspective, the one thing that came up that we were not expecting is some of the additional things from a building perspective that came into play. Otherwise, yeah, a lot of the landscaping stuff totally could have been done within reason in 2 weekends, right? But things transpired where just from a timeline perspective, couldn't meet doing all the things,
okay? Okay, so Builder Bob was the preferred contractor from this GC because
Builder Bob can pick things up and put them down, along with Landscape Larry.
Because based on the episode 208, right, Deck's daughters and dumb decisions, right, we have lots of things that are going on here from a scope creep perspective. that when we find opportunity. So what, where does Builder Bob fall into the communication and planning gap with the GC to put this into this position?
Oh, once we found complete scope change is when it, when everything transpired. So it was almost then that it was really put into play. Like, hey, this is what's going on. And then when Builder Bob had to travel out of town for non-Builder Bob type things, for other, you know, things, that's when timelines started getting...
Things where Builder Bob gets
yeah,
paid.
Yeah, exactly. Not doing Builder Bob things.
Builder Bob's going to go out and earn a check.
Correct.
So Builder Bob has some vacation time before he's going to be away from the project.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Right? So things happened, but...
And I'm going to guess that Builder Bob doesn't like asking for help from any of his other, you know, cash subcontractor friends.
No, Builder Bob actually, Builder,
I didn't say that you had to get help. Not you.
No, Builder Bob asked
Builder Bob doesn't like asking for help. Builder Bob asked for help because the GC would have Builder Bob hanging from the ceiling otherwise, most likely.
No, Builder Bob asked for help.
Really?
Yeah, Builder Bob does ask for help at times.
Just Coach Doyle doesn't ask for help, but Builder Bob does.
Not one.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, Builder Bob can't pull 6 foot windows out by himself anymore. Okay. So Builder Bob does need some help, and you know, Builder Bob did have a apprentice Anna with him at times, so. Apprentice Anna would screw all the deck cords in.
All right, so I'm going to assume, obviously, this it hasn't happened yet, but so Landscape Leroy is going to hit his deadline. Builder Bob is nearing completion. You're a week away from total euphoria of the GC being happy with the renovations of the property. So. Mm-hmm. When does the GC get the lien waiver from Landscape Leroy after it's been completed? And, oh, by the way, did the GC ask for the certificate of insurance from Landscape Leroy for this job as well?
Builder Bob, that was the one thing that Builder Bob made sure was asked. And definitely overheard being asked.
Was it provided?
It was provided.
Lien waivers are going to be the next thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So those are that is the next thing. But so far everything is good. And just more surprised. Just again, more surprised at how much heavy lifting is done by Landscape Leroy. Just to get the project started, because it's immensely manual, very time consuming, and could have been done. One, if there were other options, the general contractor might have went somewhere else for the reason of how long the quoting took. The documentation of everything, multiple, like almost in triplicate because it was all manual. Versus if it was systematized, it was concise, and if things were done more, even though the quote was 3 hours later, 100% could have been done in half the time easily, or less.
And Landscape Leroy is communicating via text through all of their team members' phones.
Correct.
Is it a group text or is it individual text?
Couldn't tell you. I'm going to assume they're all individual text. Well, it's individual text to the GC. Outside of that, couldn't tell you.
So when Helper Henry sends the GC a text, it's not Helper Henry, the GC, and Leroy Larry in the text string?
No. Never.
I'm sorry, landscape Leroy. Leroy Larry is not even in the picture.
I don't know what you said, but yeah. Wow. Understood what you said, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
Yep. So, I mean, let's kind of pivot and kind of transition to how this actually looks in whether it's manufacturing or something else, because this happens all the time.
Yeah, the three-hour scope meeting is what is mine. Yes, it's a good scope meeting. It's well, but if that can be done an hour and a half, that is just time being burnt.
Correct.
For
all sides.
Correct. For the customer, for the client. Now, there might be some clients that you just need to do that because they don't understand. They're not, mm-hmm. they don't have the information, blah, 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 blah. But that's where, you know, understanding what it looks like, that's where, like, you know, live switch comes into play, or then when you get in process, like procured comes into play, all those things start. The tools are out there to not be in a yellow legal pad, mm-hmm. manual pieces of paper and go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause even though landscape Leroy might be doing a fantastic job, hitting his commitments, doing his things, could he afford the extra $300 a month to make him more effective and still make just as much money?
Oh, he would make more money.
Because I'm aware.
Just the operational efficiencies, less time tracking, less headache on his part. Like there's definitely that will save you hours in conversations. Hours and driving around to verify.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing how the actual event goes here in an upcoming episode at some point.
Yep, for sure.
So, all right. The three-hour scope meeting. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That is our title of our show, title of the episode.
There you go.
Get your processes fixed. You don't need to spend 3 hours to get scope for a landscape job. That is, well, you might need to, but get better at it. Let's just say that.
Just be better.
Be better. Do better.
Do better.
All right, sir. Have a great weekend. Say hi to Builder Bob for me. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.